Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio I have Allie Burke, the Development Director for Healing Rains, and Bridget Albert. She is the Volunteer Manager over there. How are you, ladies?
Doing well. Thank you for having us.
Fabulous.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Let's talk about the move is finally complete. Where'd you guys move to?
We just moved to Tumalo.
Okay, so that's the new place?
It's the new digs. It's a beautiful 30-acre property right off of Klein Falls Road. It was actually donated to us in 2022 by the Tufton family, and we have been working the last 2 years to make that site ADA accessible so that we can actually extend all of our services there. And we are finally there just in the last 2 weeks. We've officially made the entire move from our Southeast Bend location over to Tumalo.
Okay, now be honest. Do you like it?
It's gorgeous.
You would tell me if it was crummy, right?
It's an incredible site.
I pinch myself every day when I pull down that driveway and I see the mountains. Oh, it is absolutely gorgeous.
She pinches herself. You might want to get therapy for that. And speaking of therapy, let's talk about what Healing Rains does, and we'll talk a little more about the services
that you're able to offer everybody. For the last year and a half, we've actually been offering equine-assisted mental health therapy at our Tumalo location, and now we're extending to all of our services. So Healing Rains is kind of really known for our adaptive horsemanship, which allows individuals of any age, any ability, the opportunity to get on a horse and actually ride. And we also offer, we call it horsemanship because not everyone is appropriate to physically ride a horse, but we do have many clients with physical and developmental disabilities that we have, you know, a variety of equipment to help them physically get onto the horse and be able to, you know, move as though they were fully capable of all of their limbs and body parts.
Yeah, that's one of the really cool things is the horse's movement mimics walking. So if you have somebody who is in a wheelchair, for that hour-long lesson, they feel like they're walking. Oh, and it's super-duper cool to watch.
Huh, that is cool. Horses are... I don't have a lot of experience with horses, but they seem kind of majestic to me. Like, I feel like they have some sort of intuition, maybe. I mean, am I crazy, or do you guys get that feeling working with them every day?
No, you're not crazy. Horses are like a mirror to our souls. So if you approach a horse with a lot of anxiety, anger, or whatnot, the horse feels that and wants to get away from you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so if you calm yourself, take those breaths and approach a horse, they'll be more apt to come and like hang out with you, nuzzle you. And it's horses are not only majestic, they are healers, I think.
Absolutely. It's pretty magical watching. I don't come from the equine industry, so I'm a little bit newer. I've been at Healing Rains 4 years, but that's kind of my first exposure to the horse industry. And the magic that happens between our participants and our herd members, it's incredible to actually witness day to day.
Who's utilizing your services? So we know some people with disabilities, both physical and emotionally or mental. Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Who else?
So we really do cater to all ages, all abilities. So we have itty bitties that are actually using the service called hippotherapy, which is physical therapy or occupational therapy using the movement of the horse. So we have been partnering for many years with therapists around town to provide this really unique opportunity to work on core strength and mobility, and they'll actually get backwards on the horse and play games and ride in a variety of positions to strengthen their core.
Okay. Now, how does I've heard that you also work with people with dementia and Alzheimer's?
Yes.
How does a horse help with that?
It's actually more of a social opportunity for those who are experiencing dementia and Alzheimer's to get out, to be social without the constraints or pressure of being judged. you know, in the community, because they can just be themselves. They can sing to the horses. They can groom the horses. They can tell stories of their childhood. It's really just about giving them an open opportunity to be in a group setting and feel free. And it also allows the opportunity for caretakers to take that time to themselves, be in a therapeutic, peaceful space, and just, you know, be able to relax while their partners are in the session.
Okay. And the other one I wanted to ask about was this Heroes Horsemanship, veterans and first responders. How are they benefiting from Healing Reins?
So we've got an incredible program, and we offer it monthly. And right now, actually, we're revamping it so that it's a full 6-week session. And anyone who is a veteran or is a first responder in the community is offered this service for free. We just have a sign up online, and we kind of do an introduction to horsemanship. It's an opportunity for them to learn to gain the cooperation of the horse. A lot of times we'll hear that, you know, the experiences that they're dealing with in the day-to-day can oftentimes be mirrored in those experiences with the horses. They're able to learn how to set boundaries, how to gain cooperation, how to learn to motivate a being as massive as a horse without aggression and with body language has been really impactful. So, and then we also offer once during those sessions, the opportunity for their families to come out and also gain that exposure and experience. And then they can work together to interact and be with the horses as a family.
All right. So services, you start signing up for the new site May 13th. You do that at healingreins.org. Let's talk about what you guys need in this last minute that we have together.
We need volunteers for sure. Volunteers to work with our participants in the arena as sidewalkers or horse leaders. We need facility volunteers, being that a horse produces 20 pounds approximately of poop each and every day, and we have 20 horses, so that's a lot of manure.
Yeah.
So we always need help with that. We need help with our fundraisers, administrative help. We have so many different volunteer opportunities for just about everyone, so I definitely invite you to go to healingreins.org and check out the volunteer page.
And we're also trying to recruit for our sponsors right now for our Big Diamonds and Dust Gala, which is September 28th. So we are definitely looking for community partners that are willing to sponsor us and be part of that really awesome event.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. Been talking to Allie Burke, the Development Director, and Bridget Albert, the Volunteer Manager for Healing Reins. One of you want to give us the website one more time?
healingreins.org.
Hey, thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.